Hey y'all, welcome back. It's Jade with the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast, your fierce, feisty, and most of the time politically incorrect hostess with the mostest. Hey, hey, hey! So, today we're going to be talking a little bit about simplifying your craft, your magic, in a spiritual sense, and both like practically, so day to day. And it's the middle of February, so many of us are either on one side of the fence or the other. It's the time where you're either going balls to the wall at the gym from the New Year's resolution that you created, or you're like me and you've said, fuck it, I need donuts, I'm not doing this anymore, which that actually happened. I literally said fuck it one day and just ate two donuts back to back. It was disgusting. Anywho, part of the reason why I've not been recording lately is because of just that. I was beginning to fail miserably as a podcaster, as a witch. I lacked on my Facebook page, Witches Lounge, which I have like 12,000-ish people that are there, so that was kind of a big deal. I started falling off at work, and I'm a pastry chef, a chocolatier to be exact, and you could tell with my work. I was failing as a wife, a daughter, a sister, and everything was just beginning to weigh me down. All because that I had these unrealistic expectations of these goals and these ideas that I wanted to make happen. And it was all like, I started out excited, but I also expected quicker results like this. I expected this instant gratification, and I completely set myself up for failure. So I took a step back and I looked at the bigger picture, and I had overcommitted myself to so many things, trying to make myself out to be like a more involved and a sociable, like in the community type of person, like a normal person. And overall, it just fucking sucked. It was pointless. It wasn't what I wanted to do. And although I did want to be more involved with the community, I bit off way more than what I could chew. And whenever I finally took a moment to change my perspective, I realized that I really wasn't failing in all these areas. I was just failing to say no. And I was putting other people's ideas and other people's plans before my own. And before I knew it, my needs as a witch were buried beneath all these different ambitions of other people and what they wanted to do. And it just wasn't me. And I quickly realized that. So naturally, I developed a plan. And I broke down every single aspect of my life, from work to tours I had to do around the house and different things, to like my craft and my meditation and like daily things that I wanted to do. And I prioritized it all, and I made sure that no matter what I did, at least one thing that I did during the day was for myself or for my craft, a daily thing. So for example, craft-wise, Hecate is my patron goddess, and I have a small little altar that has like a bunch of crystals and a couple candles and meaningful pieces on it, and it's near my front door. And I have an offering bowl there. I've had it forever, but I more frequently now, even if that's my one daily thing, I drop something in the altar offering bowl for her, and I just note that I did that for myself that very day. And once I started doing that, I began to simplify life in general first, and then I started to simplify my craft. And it's really like, people are on this whole Marie Kondo thing right now. And I get that, and I really think it's an awesome show and an awesome idea, but it's a little intense for me. It takes a long time. It's a very strenuous process, in my opinion. So I don't want you to think that that is, like, based off of some kind of tidying up thing. I'm not trying to get you to, like, simplify on a physical sense. It's more of laying it out on paper, preferably. And that's my method, and it worked great. And it would be kind of hard not to write these things down. So I would suggest now either pausing the episode and trying to wait until you have opportunity to write these things down, or pause the episode and run and get you a pen and pad, girl, because we got notes to take. But don't be under the impression that I'm trying to get you to like tidy up and like organize your life down to the calendar day and the hour and time that you're going to do something. I understand that some of you have children, you have families, so you have to get in where you fit in, and you have to squeeze shit in. Like, you don't know if you can commit to having 30 minutes of meditation time at 4:15 on a Friday whenever your kid has soccer practice. Like, I get that. So don't feel obligated to, it's not like that. Just wanted to clarify. But simplify in itself is a strong word, and it has a really big meaning. And like I said, at this time of year, many people lose sight of the smaller things, it begins to allow themselves to set overly high expectations, and they were never realistic to begin with. It's just what you feel like you have to do. It's the beginning of the year, and this can affect our lives in general, but it can really put an even bigger strain on us in a spiritual aspect. So setting goals are healthy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking bad about setting goals. I think they're awesome, but not meeting them can hurt your self-esteem, it can hurt your self-image, and that in turn is going to affect you as a witch and your craft in general. And although this system may not work for everyone, it did work for me. And like it's mid-February, and I just realized this a couple weeks ago, and I started doing this whole simplify thing, so it worked pretty quickly, in my opinion. I've just stuck by it, and it is something you have to stick by. So it's kind of like putting a framework around your resolutions or your goals or whatever it is you're trying to do. It may not work for everyone, but it did work for me, and I hope that it might help some of you. But full disclosure, my magic and my spirituality are very, very intertwined with each other. So if you are not one who has that relation with magic and spirituality, then either separate the two, or, you know, I don't really know how you want to do that, but you can still make this work, is what I'm getting at. So, in order to simplify, you must first take some quiet time, and you really should at this time create a space wherever you can find it, whether it's in your house somewhere and like just on the couch, somewhere you like to chill, whatever. Your office, your car, anywhere that you are very comfortable and you're less likely to be disturbed. And this area will be where you return anytime that you're feeling overwhelmed, or if you're feeling overcommitted like I was and out of touch, and you just need a moment of spirituality, or to spiritually align yourself, rather, back with your physical. So put this space in your mind and just visualize it. If you are not really big into meditation, which some of you aren't, I'm very well aware of that. Some people cannot meditate. It took me a long time to be able to, it took me years to actually train myself to be able to meditate, and I still struggle sometimes. So if you're one of those people, I would suggest that whenever you sit in this specific space and area, that you just close your eyes and visualize that that space is sacred to you, and that is where you will return. And kind of like, if you have just one little crystal that you could set in that area, like anything, even if it's like something your grandma gave you and you really love it, and a family heirloom or something, you know, I'm also aware that a lot of people can't set a big statue of Buddha out, or, you know, can't have pentacles laying around. Like, I know that, I get that. But whatever you relate to positive and spiritual that you can put a visualization to, put that in the area if you don't meditate. If you do meditate, then this is a place where you want to ground yourself and connect yourself and whenever you have any kind of problems coming into your mind, you just sit comfortably in this area, and this is where you let your stress go, and just make sure that it's one spot wherever it's at. That way you have a relation to, how should I put this? You have a connection, rather, to this specific space. And so if you're across town and you're having a hard time, it puts you, if you could close your eyes and think about that spot, then it's kind of like your safe space, your extra safe space. And you can remotely go back there, even if it's mentally. So, where was I at? Sorry, I'm having to use notes for this, and I really don't use notes, and it sucks. This is why I don't do it. Okay, so feel the sacred energies and focus on your breathing whenever you're in your spot. And this is where, once you're assigned, you want to grab your pen and your pad and you want to write out your plan. So I would suggest doing that in the beginning. Try not to break this up. And like, if you can't sit down for 30 minutes or right now, just go ahead and put it off until you actually can, because it's not something you want to stop and start. One issue that I've noticed with newer and older witchers alike is that we have this overload of information now. There's endless amounts of different paths, and it almost throws you into sensory overload. Like, 100%, I get that, because there's the internet nowadays. You can go in bookstores. Witches are kind of trending right now, for probably because of the TV shows and all the, you know, it's just a bigger movement nowadays. So you have the more trendy type of witches. So you have this constant sensory overload, and because of this, it can be easy to get overwhelmed and not be able to focus on what you are wanting to do, and it ultimately leads us astray from our path on a spiritual and a magical level. So here comes the fun part. Ask yourself these questions, and this is where I would suggest starting to write it down. So number one, what made you want to be a witch? Give yourself a friendly reminder. Write down what sparked that first magical little fire inside of you. If you are a hereditary witch and there is what, you know, you grew up being told you're a witch, your family, or there's witches in your family, and you watched them practice, at what point did you feel that magical spark? I'm not talking about the day that they told you were a witch. Like, what day, what time, whatever is it that you remember? Write that down. If you're not hereditary and you just remember, for me, it was whenever I cast my first spell, my familiar, who I didn't know was my familiar at the time, had ran away and he got hurt, and long story short, I prayed to Bass and called out to her, and she brought him home to me after 3 days, and he was wounded and was crawling with his front paws around the carpet. It was so horrible, and I woke up and he was just beside me, and he had come in the back door, and at that point, I knew, one, he was my familiar because I was able to call him, and I felt that strong bond whenever I couldn't find him. And two, that was the first spell that I cast that actually, like, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that Bass had brought him home to me. So that would be my friendly reminder of what sparked magic inside, because it's a moment that I will never forget, and it truly holds a piece of my heart and just makes me happy when I think about it. So write that down, whatever yours is. And then number two, are you satisfied with your current path? Does your spirituality or your craft seem like it's just a chore? Or is it something that you actually enjoy doing? And the reason why I am asking this is because we are our own worst critics. And if you are doing something in a mundane manner, then we need to figure something else out, and there's other routes to go. So you can spark that fire back and get back on the right track. If you do feel like your magic is generic or repetitive or it's mundane or it's just flat out unappealing, that is okay. You just need a change. As humans, it's in our nature to evolve. We may be witches, but we are still human at the end of the day. So we evolve, we change, we grow. We have desires and needs that we have to meet in order to grow. And there might be some growing pains, but they will be worth it 100% in the end. But the first step to that is facing your truth. So, back to the question, are you satisfied with your current path? And if not, what are the things that you don't like about it? What are the questions that you have that you still haven't gotten answered and it's frustrating to you? What is it that you want to work on that you haven't been able to? What God or goddess do you want to work with that you can't get in touch with? You know, you're not alone out there. You need to write these things down, get them out, figure them out so you can get your answers, because that could mean the path that you're on is not for you, or it means that you need to look deeper into your current path to see what it is that you're lacking that you need. And once you find that, you'll have more of a complete sense of like your comfort. You will be in your zone and your place. And that's what we're all ultimately striving for, no matter what type of witch you are. So, question number 3. What are all of the things about magic that you cannot live without? Is it crystals? Is it herbs? Is it meditating? Is it actual spell work? Like, what is it about magic that you can't live without? Do you obsessively cast protection spells? Are you like a 100% a kitchen witch? So do you only cast in the kitchen? What is it about your practice that you cannot live without? Without these things, there would be no magic to you. Let's put it that way. Write those things down. And as you make this list, stick with the things about your craft that you're most familiar with. So don't add in the things that you want to learn that you don't know anything about. Like, we'll get into that part later because that's a separate on the list. So, number 4, what things do you currently do on at least a monthly basis pertaining to your craft? Do you do rituals? Do you charge your crystals under the full moon? Do you grow herbs? Do you make teas? Do you make essential oils? What things do you do on a monthly basis? Write those down. Number 5. What are the top 3 things in your life that you are not satisfied with? Do you feel like you need more prosperity? Do you need love? Do you have a lingering court case? Is there a person that's bothering you? Money troubles? Are you dealing with grief from a family member passing away? Or protection? Do you feel lack of protection? Are you having family issues, fertility problems? Choose only 3 things that you want to work on. The top 3 out of whatever it is. And that is about all you can handle at this time. I'm going to just tell you, if you can even handle those 3. I mean, some shit's bigger than others. And if you have some really serious shit going on, you might need to focus on 1 or 2 or 3. That's it. Don't go more than that and use your best discretion. So if you're going through a horrible divorce and a court custody case with children, I would suggest you focus all your magical energy on that. So once you've written that down, then we'll move to number 6. And number 6 is, what are the 3 things that you want to learn about within the craft that you don't already know? So do you want to learn how to read tarot or runes or do spell work better? Or do you want to get more in touch with the lunar energies or doing different rituals? Or would you like to work with a certain god or a goddess? Write those things down. What are three things that you want to learn about the craft? Okay, next is number 7 and the last question that I'm going to ask. And is, do you have a patron, god, or goddess? If so, do you actively work with him or her? Now, this one is a touchy one. If you do not have one, then you can completely ignore this question unless you want or you're interested. And you, if you want to learn how to work with a patron god or goddess, I would just suggest actually completely dismissing everything I'm saying. But if you have one and you have actively been working with him or her, is that connection still there? Do you still feel the connection from whenever you began working with him or her? And if not, why? Is it something that you're doing or you're not doing? Or do you feel as if you have outgrown? Because I have outgrown, they still hold a special place in my heart. But I have outgrown quite a few goddesses and moved on to other ones who I have related more with whatever I was going through in my life. And I've worked with several different ones. I stay in good graces with them. But at the end of the day, that is where a lot of lingering bullshit comes in, is whenever you are working with a goddess who has served you and moved on. And so she's not really active with you anymore, but you're still holding on because you don't want to open your eyes and see there's another one out there for you. So that's a big question to ask yourself. Are you actively working with them? If so, how are you actively working with them? And create a plan so that you can continue that and you can put more into that. And maybe even look into more, stay in the same family. So if you are into Greek god or goddesses, you know, look at Zeus or look at, I mean, I don't know their names off the top of my head, to be honest with you. Shouldn't have went to the Greek route. Anywho, just being honest with yourself with that and knowing whenever it's time to not necessarily move on, but open your eyes and see signs and things that other gods and goddesses may be giving you. Now, break each one of these answers down into 12 months. These are not goals. They don't have to be met. This is simply a smaller version of your craft as a whole. It is what piques your interest. And sometimes whenever you get caught up in reading different books or different authors and their perspectives, you kind of get off track a little bit. Kind of like I just did a few seconds ago. And this outline will help you to not only stay spiritually aware, but it also will allow you to track your progress as you go. And by simplifying the way that you do your magic, can't talk today, you gain more control over your power. You have clear direction, less room for error, and ultimately, you empower yourself as a witch. So, I hope that you find this helpful. If you want to drop me a line, the email is witchesloungeallowercase@gmail.com. And check us out on Facebook. Our new Facebook group is The Sassy Southern Witch. Check me out. I'm there. Go back and forth a good bit with the ladies on there. We have a good time. It's a small growing group. It is closed so it can stay discreet for those of you who are not quite all the way out of the broom closet. But until next time, goddess bless and happy simplifying. Holla.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.